Well, every so often, folks, we get the opportunity to talk to one of the legends in the sport, and not a very old legend here. With me today is Hank Parker. And Hank, you know, everybody talks about a legend. They, you know, it's like they're, you know, old in a wheelchair somewhere, but you're still a young guy, still out there doing the TV business and promoting your sponsors and doing that.
Hey, I like that. Yeah, man, I'm even going to fish another tournament this year. They're going to have that rock tournament, so I'm gonna fish in that thing here. I think it's going to be in August, but I'm not positive.
Well, knowing you, I know you won't hold back, and I know that you're going to be just as aggressive as you were when you fished. And, you know, I had the opportunity to fish with you in the Super Bass Tournament in Peoria, and I was, you and I talked before we came on the air and talked about the boat ride, and you love that boat riding business too, don't you?
I take that pretty serious. I get in a hurry. You know how that works.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I guess one of the things that we want to talk about a little bit today is, you know, Manz has come out with some new products, and, you know, in recent years, up till about 2 or 3 years ago, that, you know, they were kind of on the downward. They really weren't doing a lot of new creative things, but just recently came out with this new hard nose product, and it's really taken the world by storm.
I tell you, Manz has been a company that just never has really promoted and marketed and advertised. They've had some of the greatest baits in the last 10 years. The Shadow is probably the best-kept secret in all of fishing. It's just an incredible bait. And now they've come out with this hard-nose line of baits, and I'm wanting them to do the Shadow and the hard-nose, but they've got a lot of great baits, and this hard-nose is the kind of product that you think, man, why in the world did I not think of that 10 or 15 years ago? It's so simple, but, man, what it has done for those lures is unbelievable.
Well, you know, the one thing that we always worry about, whether you're flipping a tube or a lizard or whatever, is bunching up on the line. And, you know, I put it through the test, to be honest with you. I've tried it. You know, I don't usually read hype and believe it. I try to go out there and mess with a little bit. But that bait will not slide down. There's no question about it.
Well, it gives you a better hookup. It takes less pounds of pressure because you don't ever have the worm or the soft plastic lure, whatever it may be, balling up on the hook. And then the great part about it for the consumer, you can catch 8, 10, 12, 15 fish on one lizard, which is unbelievable.
Well, you know, there's a worm in there that looks familiar to me.
Yeah, they took the old Hank's worm, made it better.
Yeah, put that hard-nosed stuff in there. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you are always actively involved. I know you're on TV. You know, you got your own show. You MC a lot of events. You're doing a lot of things with different tournament trails and that kind of thing. But you're also fishing, and you're out there, you know, promoting the sport every day, and there's a lot of changes going on right now in our sport.
Well, it's unfortunate, some of them. I think that it's very sensitive to me, even though I'm not involved in the tournament world as I once was or as much as I once was. But it's unfortunate. These guys are working really hard to make a living, and there's some great guys out there and a lot of superstars and future superstars and competitors that don't deserve to be around. So it's pretty bad stuff happening right now, and I hope they work through it, and I'm pretty confident that it may take a little time, but they'll work through all this.
Well, that's what we hope for. You know, there's no question there's a lot of you know, consternation with the anglers, and I, you know, you and I come from the angler background, so, you know, we're maybe jaded a little bit towards the angler, but, you know, there's a lot of comparisons between NASCAR and bass fishing, and there's a lot of differences that maybe aren't recognized.
Well, you know, those NASCAR guys are salaried, and they've got quite an income. These guys beating that tournament trail, they're their own commodity. What they promote and what they market is their way of making a living. And so when you start putting a bunch of contingency stickers on them or on their boats, you take away from what they have to sell, and you dilute what they have the opportunity to present to a sponsor. And virtually, you're taking away their income, and that just is not a workable situation. And a lot of the guys say, well, these guys are making a lot of money. Well, they're really not making a lot of money. If they're making a lot of money, it's because they're successful in winning, and they're marketing themselves. If you take that marketing ability away from them, they don't make any money.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the boat and motor companies have big concerns as well, you know, with where the logos would go and some of that kind of stuff, because there's companies that aren't necessarily aligned with the leagues that would have concerns.
Yeah, it's just, it's a situation where I think the guys over on the other side are trying to compare it to NASCAR, and it's not a NASCAR situation, and it's not workable. So these guys, I hope that they can unify here and stand together and really make a change, opposed to some of the great fishermen being pushed aside, and they go on forward, and some of the other fishermen just take this compromised position. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, Hank, you've been around this a long time, you know, and still a young man and still out there busting your tail to make sure that your sponsors and everybody are taken care of. But, you know, you look at where our sport has been and what is, you know, it's really a family-oriented sport. It's a lot of public knowledge about what's going on now. The Internet has changed a lot of things, but it's really better probably than it was maybe even, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Well, you know, it's several different ways to look at it. When I started in the business, it was hard to convince the lure manufacturers and the rod and reel companies that a professional bass fisherman could have influence on the consumer. All of that is obviously history, and it's taken a back seat, those philosophies, and the people that have aligned themselves with the professionals have been able to promote, market, and excel in the marketplace. So all that's behind us, but it's more complicated today than it was before. I don't know if it's as much fun for the guys. There's a lot of events, and it's hard now. It's harder to market yourself as a professional than it was 20, 25 years ago when I started. So I'm not sure if you're better off today as a pro bass fisherman or not. It's a tough world.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Now, I want to ask you a question. I've seen you, and I've known you a long, long time, and when I see you in a caricature or a cartoon, I start getting nervous. And I've seen a lot of cartoons here recently of you and giving Bill Dance trouble and Kevin Van Damme a lot of that. That's got to be fun for you.
I tell you what, I'm a whole lot better in a cartoon than I am real life. I've always been a cartoon. They just finally characterized me enough to make it work.
Well, no doubt about it. We're also talking about the Progressive commercials. And Bill Dance and you have a great relationship. You know, Bill's one of the greatest anglers of all time, as you are. And you guys have a lot of fun giving each other guff, don't you?
Bill and Jimmy and I have always been able to take it. You know, they dish it out to me, and I dish it back pretty good. I try to play a strong offense, but both of those guys are great ambassadors for the sport, and that's what's really important. The camaraderie and the friendship that I established 25 or 30 years ago now, to me, is a lot more important than the wins and the trophies and all the other things. We still have those strong friendships, and it's kind of good, you know. It's kind of like old war heroes. We were in the trenches together, and we came through it, and our friendship's pretty strong, and we do. We have a lot of fun.
Well, we got to talk about some of those accomplishments. You know, folks that know you probably don't know a lot of the things. I mean, they may know you've been a tournament leader and won a lot and some of those kind of things, but in reality, Grand Slam champion, you know, you won Super Bass, you've got the Angler of the Year, you've won it, the Bassmaster Classic, everything else.
I had a lot of fun. I started out actually before Bass. I fished National Bass and American Bass. I was Angler of the Year for both of those guys. I've won, I think, a total of 13 national tournaments, and was kind of the first guy to win the Classic and Angler of the Year over on the Bass side, and then I won the Grand Slam, the first guy to do that. So I won a few things and had a lot of fun, and what a experience that was to be able to get in. I really wasn't a pioneer. You know, Blake Honeycutt and Billy Westmoreland and Dance and Stan Sloan and those guys were really the pioneers, and the Bobby Murrays. I came along just about 2 or 3 years after they kind of broke the ice, but I was there for most of the growth and was a part of all of that. It was really, really quite a ride.
Well, you had to get a haircut. You had to get a haircut because you got it caught in your reel, right?
But I caught the fish. See, people talk about the old days. I think I was 17 years old and had hair down to my shoulders, and I was fishing at a bass tournament at Lake Gaston. I hooked about a 7.5-pound bass, and he was really wild, and I jerked to get him up out of a tree, and then when I did, I got the reel up too close and got my hair caught in it, but I pulled my hair out and caught the fish. That's the main thing. That's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
That's the bottom line. Well, Hank, as usual, you know, it's always great to talk to you. A lot of good things going on. Television show just keeps getting better all the time, and we appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Hey, Terry, I really appreciate it. Next year, I'll say this real quick. I've got a show called On the Water with Hank Parker over on OLN, and then my Hank Parker's Outdoor Magazine will be over on the Outdoor Channel. So I'm going to be doing double duty next year.
Well, good for you, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Always a privilege.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.